Hello, and welcome to the Priorities Now podcast series. I'm Phil Soper, Chief Commercial Officer for HPE Canada, and here to help us explore why organizations are considering as-a-service IT consumption models more than ever, especially in today's environment, are our guests, Michel Lamarche, Senior Solutions Architect at NoviPro, and Mike Hilton, VP and General Manager of HPE GreenLake. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
First question I'm going to pose to you, Mike. You know, consumption is a big buzzword right now. Let's start by defining terms. What does consumption and as a service mean to you?
Well, thanks, Phil. I mean, I think that is really one of the most important places to start in the conversation, because you're right, it is a buzzword. And with buzzwords, there's so many different definitions. When we think about consumption or as a service, we also put it in the context of this concept of the cloud experience and really rationalizing this idea that cloud is not a destination. It may be a journey, but it's not a destination, but cloud is an experience. And one of the cornerstones of that cloud experience is this concept of paying for what you use. So paying for what you consume and not actually provisioning a bunch of unnecessary infrastructure. And this has really been the trend in IT for many, many years, is we do 3 to 5 year fiscal planning. We make a purchase that meets our needs over 5 years. We order it, it gets deployed. And now I'm managing a whole bunch of infrastructure. I have to patch it, I have to power it, I have to cool it, I have to support it, even though it's not actually delivering any value to the organization. And that is what consumption-based IT or the consumption relationship with your IT assets is all about, is making sure that you're only paying for what you use, you're only consuming that you need, and that it's metered in a both up and down perspective. And that's very unique for what HPE comes to offer. It's not just about providing an easy way to grow. It's also about giving you that true metered-based relationship with the technology. And so that as your consumption starts to decline, so do your costs. But then you also have extra capacity there if you need to burst or if you have some additional requirements. And so that's really the cornerstone of what we mean by consumption or as a service.
Why is it so important that we're talking about consumption models today?
Today, we're in very uncertain times. COVID is a factor. Business transition of organization, different patterns of who decides what activities an organization will do, are making everyone cash constrained and moving a whole lot of the decision from the IT environment to the business. There's also the fact that, yes, like Mike said, we were predicting the future for 5 years. I'd be willing to postulate that even at 3 years, 99% of us were off the wall and off the track on it. So it was very difficult, and it's still very difficult to come up with a solution that makes sense technically and economically. There's also a power shift in the organization. The kind of system we're talking about until recently were decided upon by IT people for IT people. With the agility that's required today of businesses, these shots are not called by the business units, the business owners, the people that are directly in contact and intervention with the customers of the company. And these people have very agile needs to adapt. So there's a recognition that companies, large and small, for which cash is the king, and GreenLake is a way to keep cash in the bank, which is more needed than ever at this point in time.
Thank you, Michel. Mike, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think, you know, as Michel said, it really is about agility. It's about giving organizations the ability to move where they need to move. And that's obviously critical, and especially when you're cash constrained, as Michel said as well. And so one of the things that GreenLake gives you is that conservation of cash by, again, only deploying what you need and only paying for it as you use it. The other thing that's interesting about GreenLake, when we talk about this concept of agility and also this idea that Michel talked about where business is calling the shots, you know, the business is leading the organization, is the ability to actually tie the consumption directly to business outcomes or directly to business activity, so that those business units or business owners that need the technology pay for it. And those that don't aren't left with a peanut butter spread of the IT cost. Again, it's not just the business is only paying for what they use, but the actual business unit is only paying for what they use. And that's only possible when you have metered consumption in your organization.
Thanks, Mike. So, Michelle, what makes GreenLake unique in the market? How is GreenLake different than some of the other consumption offerings that are out there now?
Well, the first level where there's significant difference is that it offers the best of public cloud and on-premise, the hybrid model that it's called, but without tying you to a specific particular public cloud. It makes you able to benefit from the best of all of these offerings, both from a technical and financial aspect. Also, the metering of it as being central allows you to really know what's happening and when. GreenLake is also more adaptable to evolution over time, so new technologies and refreshes are much easier to achieve and take advantage of. It also allows you for integration with legacy systems. Why is this important? Well, we would like all of our organization to be 100% cloud ready and have 100% capable applications. The truth of the matter is more than 70% of the applications that an organization has are not cloud ready, and a significant portion of those will not be able to be made cloud ready in short order. We're talking multiple years. So you need capabilities that are provided by GreenLake and its adaptability to start moving to a cloud experience, what you can today, while still maintaining integration with your legacy systems, which will eventually migrate over time. This is a very significant aspect that needs to be available, and it's available in GreenLake. Other aspects that GreenLake provide is it's built on best of breed, but it can accommodate integration with other technologies. So it's a complete toolkit to getting to that cloud experience over time.
Well, and I think Michelle said it, it's about getting to that cloud experience. And part of that cloud experience is the tooling. And one of the things that makes GreenLake very unique, in addition to metering, and I've mentioned that a couple of times on today's podcast, but because we have metering, that allows us to bring that metering data into a centralized tool, which we call GreenLake Central. And GreenLake Central gives customers the ability to manage their deployments, manage their consumption, manage compliance. We even allow you to bring your cloud consumption, this best of both worlds, we can bring your Azure or AWS consumption into the consumption analytics tool and allow you to look at your on-premise consumption side by side with the consumption that you have in your public cloud environment. And so those allow you to create this seamless cloud experience between both the on-premise environment and the public cloud and create an overall cloud strategy, not a public cloud strategy, but a cloud strategy. And that's really unique to GreenLake.
Excellent. So Michelle, I understand there's something very special about the HPE NoviPro relationship. How do you work together? And what's the payoff for your customers?
The reason the partnership is a significant one is the tools that HPE provide, like I said earlier, are the most complete solution to a problem. What we bring to the customer as part of the partnership is the understanding of that business problem. NoviPro is involved both in the technology aspects, but also in the business aspects of an organization. And we're also operators, managed service provider of our own cloud solution. We've got significant experience around the large classic enterprise system, ERP, CRMs. So we're not only in the new technologies, even though we have at the forefront practices of security, AI, machine learning. So what we bring to the table jointly is a capability of looking at the complete business problem of moving and migrating to the cloud experience while being very aware of what is required and very aware of the business impacts and business solutions that have to be put in place in order to get there. What we also bring, which fits with large segments of GreenLake, is we have a methodology we've developed over the years for migrating customers. Migrating customers is not the first time in the industry that it is being brought in. It is new for the cloud, but there's a significant past. So we've got our own methodology that's well proven and that will bring you to the target and will allow you to achieve quick gains along the way so that you benefit and show benefits quickly. That's what we bring to the table.
That's impressive, Michelle. So, Mike, talk to me about NovaPro.
Michelle said it. It is about that business connection. It's about understanding more than just your customer's IT environment. You have to understand what value IT brings to the business. When you think about cloud, cloud is not an IT transformation. Cloud is a business transformation. And having a partner like NovaPro that really understands what it means to deliver real results to the operating side of an organization, not just the IT side, and be able to bring those two together to create real outcomes that help businesses drive forward, that is critical for our success. And so we really are dependent on great partners like NovaPro to be able to bring that understanding to our mutual customers.
Well, thank you, Michelle and Mike. That was a great summary. For listeners who want to learn more, drop your information into the landing page where this podcast is hosted, or send a quick note to info@novipro.com. That's info@novipro.com. And Michelle, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for listening.